The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fueled by Lucky Station.
Breaking news from SRN News. I'm Val Dior. In front of a Texas crowd today, Julian Castro, former President Obama's ex-housing and urban development secretary, launched his 2020 presidential bid. The former mayor of San Antonio had been considering a bid for nearly 2 years and announced a presidential exploratory committee back in December. It is day 22, and Vice President Pence says Congress has approved back pay for all federal workers not being paid during the shutdown. Also, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says American diplomats' morale remains good despite the government shutdown that's left many of them working without pay for now. Pompeo traveling in the Middle East, he says those diplomats realize political squabbles in Washington are prolonging the closure. Almost half of State Department employees in the U.S. and about one quarter abroad have been furloughed. For more details on these stories and much more, visit SRNnews.com.
Dennis Prager backs the president's conviction.
Reality trumps Trump. He had no convictions of which I was aware, and I opposed him vociferously when he was running for the nomination for president. Since he's been president, he has been a man of conservative convictions, the likes of which I have only seen once in my lifetime in a leader called Ronald Reagan.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 11 on AM 1280. The Patriot, intelligent radio.
You're listening to AM 1280 The Patriot. This is Intelligent Radio. And don't touch that dial. We'll be back with more Narn with Mitch Berg in just a few moments. But first, all the perks of a rewards card with none of the hassle. The AM 1280 The Patriot Fan Club. Go to am1280thepatriot.com. Click on Fan Club for pre-sale access to tickets, exclusive content, prizes, and more. You can register to win our January Book of the Month, Erasing America, by journalist James C. Robbins. High of 31 with a low of 21. Cloudy skies going to continue on throughout the day.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. The wind beneath the right wing, the show that is making talk radio great again, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. 17 years coming up in a month here of dominating Twin Cities weekend. Twin Cities blog news, information, history, music, whatever else grabs me, which led to the Northern Alliance Radio Network, which is heading towards year 15, anniversary 15. Of dominating Twin Cities radio, ergo the weekend radio. They kind of go together.
I want to say something, Mitch. I'm going to interrupt you for a second because I've said this before, but you, as the Northern Alliance Radio Network, are the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
That's right.
You know, Garage Logic has gone the way of Garage Logic and Internet only. When you look at all the other stations, we've been around longer than any other conservative talk station.
That's right.
And so if you are looking for the home for conservative voice and the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities, it is the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
That is us. Which, someone reminded me of a while ago. Yeah, we have been around. I mean, you look at, Garage Logic has gone by the boards. Jason Lewis has been retired for quite some, the host I wanted to be when I grew up.
Yeah, and that whole station is gone.
Oh, yeah.
The competitor up down the dial is has only been on since 2006.
And they didn't really go full-blore Kool-Aid drinking conservative until 2008.
And they still haven't.
They're in their own little way, absolutely, So, literally, this station has been on the air and straight up no apologies conservative since 2000, which blows my mind. It never, it still does after all these years. It's The idea that you have a radio station where the entire staff doesn't turn over every year or two or maybe three, that itself. And I know you one of the few people in the building who've been in the business longer than me, certainly mm-hmm. more continuous than me, Lee Michaels. Salem Twin Cities is an oasis of sanity in an industry that I know when you and I were growing up in the business made the music industry look ethical and stable.
You're right about that.
Yeah, we got people who've been here 8, 10 years.
I've been here 13.
You've been here 13. I've been here, it's going on 15 now. I mean, granted, part-time.
Yeah, as I'm the longest tenured
You're right.
staff at the station.
You are, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And actually,
and I look it and feel it.
That's right. The thing that blows my mind is I had just this past fall, maybe earlier in the winter, I had an ID card that I got on the first day of the Northern Alliance, March 6, 2004. And it had survived in my wallet, I'd had the same wallet all those years. That same ID card had tided me through the first 14 years, over 14 years of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. It was finally starting to lose its charge. I got a new one. But that card had lasted longer than every other radio job I'd ever had put together in one piece. So anyway, it's been a pleasure and a privilege to do this all these years, and I hope to do another 15 years of it here because it's one of the highlights of my weekend every weekend. So, which should tell you, I guess, what a drag my weekends generally are. No, not true. Especially when I get to come out and do stuff like this. We're live at the Sportsman Show, as Barry Sineko said. One of the biggest sportsman shows out there. Four levels here at Riverside. I've only seen three of them. I thought three levels. That's huge. It's another floor bigger than I even thought. I am going to have a lot of exploring to do when we get off the air here. What's your favorite part of the sportsman show, Lee?
I love, you know, it's like being at the fair too. The kind of people watching, but
yeah.
Visiting. I've been just kind of bop around to the booths. I mean, we've got everything from. Again, we got the deer right next door, the big bucks live. You can come down and pet them and feed them.
Oh, yeah.
But I always like to stop by, you know, me being the outdoor enthusiast and things like that.
Uh-huh.
There's a booth here that has suppressors, so I stop to look at those.
Ooh.
And you've got Argos. If you're looking for a utility vehicle, it'll get
isn't?
You through the old swamp buggy, as we called them when we were kids. They're here.
Ooh.
There's the trout pond. You can fish. Take the kids fishing.
Ooh.
Downstairs, I got to go down there because I'm going to walk through some boats and RVs. Not that I'm in the market for one right now, but
yeah.
I love it. And the loppers across the way here, I was just looking at those with all the trees I have in my yard. I could probably put those to good use.
I've got a pine tree that for which the extendable handle lopper is custom, practically, might as well be custom made. I mean, I could do the tree standing on the porch. So I'm actually thinking about grabbing that, impulse buying it, taking it home, and doing
it. I will tell
job.
You, in the shop, they're made right here in Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a $20 off if you buy it here at the show.
Really?
55 bucks, I think they are.
I might have to definitely, absolutely, positively grab one of those.
You could probably, with your height reach, I bet you could reach 12 feet up with us.
I think you're probably right. Those things are, they look like a good solid, a good 4 feet long, practically,
yep.
3.5 feet long when they're fully extended. That's just one. I mean, I want to head down to the boats. I, being a native of North Dakota, the salt water's in my veins. We're maritime people, seafaring. We're just steeped in seafaring lore up there. And
only in April when the snow melts?
Yeah. And that's right. Well, yeah, exactly. And I love boats. I'm not in the market for one. Maybe someday when I get the kids out of school and off into the workforce
and out of my
wallet, this is definitely on the agenda here. The boat floor, I do remember that. And remember that the last time we did this, which was, again, I think we figured 2007.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Right around there, doing the Sportsman Show. And I think I probably spent 3 or 4 hours after the show wandering around the boats just thinking, someday. And there's so much out here. The Argos, again, I mean, the Argos sound fascinating. I'm looking.
Six-wheeled swamp buggy.
Six-wheeled swamp buggy. I'm thinking if Medicine Lake does it. Now, are they amphibious also?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
So, you know, speaking of which, maybe we should do that for Holes for Heroes because Medicine Lake isn't too far from the transmitter site where the Argo is right now.
Oh, hello.
We might have to bring that out.
Really?
Get Steve involved in this.
Steve, Steve will probably volunteer to do the broadcast if we bring the Argo up.
Start giving rides. Yep. Well, we might need it because if Medicine Lake doesn't freeze up pretty quick here, this could be like, what, 5-6 years ago.
When we couldn't drive out.
Yeah, Medicine Lake was a little soupy, and you can only get out to and from the event via the, I don't know if they were Argos or the
ATVs.
They were
pulling people out, yeah.
They had the bass boats with wheels and basically outboard motors driving the wheels, which were a fascinating adaptation. I'd never seen that before, and it was a whole lot more reassuring than trying to take my car out on that.
Yeah, the sheriff wouldn't let you drive out.
No, it was a soupy mess out there, and I know we're supposed to get cold here for a couple days, but I know a lot can happen between now and February 2nd. But one way or the other, we'll be out on the ice or perhaps just out on the edge of the ice for Holes for Heroes, which, of course, is I think Brad will be out there for that as well.
Yeah, I think that's the tradition where I think you guys have done it. Neither of you have really missed one in
I don't
years.
Think not since Brad has been on the show. And yeah. I think Brad and Ed Morrissey, I think, did one show before that. And
yep.
I think, we'll be out there. It's always one of our favorite events, even without the good cause. And, of course, it's a great cause. I mean, Fishing for Life, a great organization that does a lot of wonderful things for a lot of people who need the help. So we're happy to pitch in there. And, of course,
And all the veterans, I mean, that's the whole purpose is for the veterans who are overseas. They have a tent set up with video cameras so kids can fish with mom or dad while they're deployed.
That's right.
And catch the fish along with them.
That's right. It's such a great event all the way around, and it benefits a lot of great causes. It's one of those things that just, first of all, nothing you ever think about you're ever going to wind up doing when you start out in the major market radio industry.
Broadcasting from the middle of a lake?
Broadcasting from a tent in the middle of a lake, middle of a blizzard last year, too. That was, it's one of the things we all look forward to every year is doing that. I mean, thank goodness there's people who do the setup out there because that is a chunk of work.
As talent, Mitch, you just get to show up, sit down, sit in front of the heater.
I am just sitting back and thinking back to the early days of my career back in North Dakota and think, I'm talent now? Who'd have thunk it? I gotta find my first the first boss who ever fired me at my second station and say, hey, I'm talent.
Yes, you are.
You're a shoe salesman in Minot, and I'm talent.
In Market 15.
That's right. So, hook me up a pair of shoes there, but I'm not all vindictive. I've let it go. The past is the past. Anyway, this is, and of course, this is a wonder. I'm going to get check out. I think, do we have the ice fishing stuff here as well? Ice fishing
There's some
houses?
Of that, too.
Oh,
yep.
Those are. Seeing some of those. I remember the same winter we did the Sportsman Show last time, back in 07, we also did the ice fishing show.
Yep.
And that was before we started doing Holes for Heroes, but it didn't take much to think, boy, we need to get a trade-out deal with some of those folks for Holes for Heroes.
Yeah.
Because some of those ice fishing cabins are nicer than some apartments and houses I've lived in over the years.
And twice as much.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're right. Yeah. Something about taking a double-wide trailer, single-wide trailer, and carving a hole in the middle of the living room doubles the price. I don't know what it is, but
well,
I definitely
come with satellite TVs, kitchens now.
Kitchens, actual usable
beds.
Usable bathrooms and everything. Yeah, no, it's not. This
makes
is
you
not,
want to start ice fishing.
Yeah, this is not Grandpa's ice fishing tent. No, sir. This is the way to do it here, folks. Heck, if it weren't for the fact that ice melted, I might be tempted to stay out there year-round. Or maybe tow it up to Baffin Island. No. Some ideas don't need to be had. Anyway, so whatever it is that grabs you, and I wish I'd gotten down here early to get a little more scouting done of the event, but because pretty much anything to do with anything outdoors, whether it's hunting, fishing, ice fishing, wildlife of any kind, resorts, vacations, trips to, in and outside the United States, tools that you could use for camping as well as around the house. I'm looking at those loppers again here. I've got to do it. Leather work of all. You need a new wallet? Who doesn't need a new wallet? Some amazing wallets up the road here. Leather work in general. I mean, it's like the State Fair. It's like Machinery Hill, just for outdoors, and it's not cold. So you're going to want to come down here and check it out. It's all day today till 8 o'clock tonight, till 5 o'clock tomorrow, 10 till 5 tomorrow, live at the Sportsman Show. We got some more guests coming up here at the booth. That's why I love doing these live remotes at these events like this, because I never really have to do any show prep. We just have people come up and talk with us about stuff. Our two guests the last hour. It's like, yeah, just to have a conversation. So I feel like a bartender doing this sometimes. So anyway, all that's coming up. I promised two reasons in the last hour why hunters have some skin in the game with some of these new laws that are being proposed by the DFL. I'll do the other one when we get past the break here. So let's take a break right now. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, Lee Michaels, Mitch Berg, the Consigliere, all here at River Center on level 3 of 4, live at River Center at the Sportsman Show.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
We can all agree that a good education benefits students, their family, and society as a whole. Education shapes your child into the person they will become. Join your local hosts, Rebecca Hagstrom and Mark Durkin, as they explore how to get the best education for your child while ensuring that the values you're teaching at home are being respected. From cursive to curriculum and everything in between, school is now in session.
Education Nation, Saturdays at 6 p.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, known to some as the Spirit of Radio. Mitch Berg, live at River Center. We're going to be talking, we got some guests coming up shortly here. It's always a surprise at these events here. But we're talking in the first hour about how frequently, not always, but frequently, sportsmen, they're for the right to keep and bear arms. Because, of course, if you're a hunter, a little bit of winter allergies going on here right now, so bear with me. Oi, no cough switches when you're out live. Anyway, so we got a hunting community who support the right to keep and bear arms, but on the other hand, think that they don't have as much skin in the game with some of the laws. As we point out in the first hour, universal background checks, you don't, that doesn't matter because you buy your rifles at the local sporting goods store. You've never stolen so much as an extra helping of hot dish at the church potluck in your life. And so you got a clean record. It'll never affect you, right? Well, we dispelled that in the first hour here because it will affect you. Yeah, it'll make you a felon if you lend a firearm to even your children, to your brother, for that matter. You won't be able to do that. It will make you a felon unless you pay the transfer fee, fill out the transfer paperwork, and create a record that can be used against you someday when and if government at any level decides guns are not cool on a broad basis. So what about red flag laws, as the DFL's calling them now, extreme risk protection orders? Well, we need to talk about this here, folks. First of all, you may think your record is clear enough to avoid any problems. Like, you get along with your spouse. You have generally good relationships with people around you. Here's the catch. None of that matters. The extreme risk protection order, a.k.a. the red flag gun confiscation order, has a bunch of problems. Number one, anyone, literally anyone you've ever had a personal relationship with, a business relationship, a romantic relationship, any former roommate for that matter, someone you just split rent with once upon a time, could go to a judge and basically make up any story they want, literally, without you being there to defend yourself. It's called an ex parte order, which is Latin for you're out of luck. You don't get to talk back. You're not represented in court. You're not even in court to represent yourself. And if a judge, whatever their motivations, agrees with this ex parte hearing, with the complaint, then you'll have armed cops swarming all over your house. No different than if they were serving a warrant on a drug dealer or someone wanted for tax evasion or something like that. And by the way, SWAT teams going after someone who is listed as, quote, an armed subject? What could possibly go wrong? Cops never get nervous and get itchy trigger fingers about that sort of thing. So, and that's, by the way, you have no right to defend yourself against that action. And it can be, you think there's nobody out there who would have enough of a beef with you to try that? I don't know. If you got a divorce in your past, you got someone in a significant other relationship who didn't take a breakup well, you've got someone who has a political beef to pick with you. That's the part that scares me about this, Lee.
Me too.
Some of the local anti-gun groups have said if they get this law passed, they are going to use it. They're going to use it against local Second Amendment advocates. And I don't know if they mean just people in the organizations or people who are outspoken supporters of these organizations. And who could that be, Lee?
I don't know, Mitch. Lucky for us, that ill-fated canoe trip on Mille Lacs.
Here's the problem. You're going to have the SWAT team in your house, and they're going to be expecting to go up against a, quote, armed subject. And that tends to give people itchy trigger fingers because the cops want to go home at the end of the shift. And given a choice, well, tragedy happens, folks, especially when you mix nervous people and fear. So that's what can happen. So that's the first thing that can go wrong. You are only as safe as your least stable person in your life allows you to be.
And no, again, like you said, no due process. All this happens without you being able to say anything.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, the bill that was proposed along these lines in the last session would have meant that the police or the judge merely needed a preponderance of evidence standard to take your property, and that means basically 50% plus one of the evidence has to lean to, which is trivial to meet, right? You say, oh, I've got a pretty good idea that and that this person's a danger to themselves or others, so go get them. It doesn't take much evidence to get to preponderance of evidence. On the other hand, to get your property back, you have to show that you're not a danger to yourself or others to a clear and convincing standard of evidence. In other words, you need to reach a supermajority. 60-odd percent of the evidence needs to favor you getting it back here. So it's harder to get your property back than for someone to go in and fill out an affidavit and say, come and take it. So that's one of the problems that goes on. And this doesn't matter if you're a hunter. If you've got someone, if you have a little marital problem, excuse me,
Carry yeah, you'll find yourself in a situation where it doesn't matter what the gun is. It doesn't have to be a big, black, ugly gun. A shotgun, it could be...
Your duck shotgun. Yep. Anything is considered a lethal weapon, and it can be taken away. Now, people say, well, it'll help prevent suicides, right? Well, okay, now let's say that you actually are a danger to yourself or others. Let's say you, whoever you are, has a duck gun, and perhaps you're 270 for deer season. And someone in your life legitimately believes that you are a danger to yourself or others. They go to court. They have the ex parte hearing. This person has been dropping hints that they may want to check out. The cops come and take what? They take the guns. They don't take the booze and the sleeping pills. They don't take the rope. They don't take the gas oven. They don't take your car. They don't take your razor blades. They don't put chickenware over your bathtub. No, they come in. They cart your guns away and say, hey, don't kill yourself. That's it. It's not help. All it does is worst case, it inflames the situation. Best case, it only takes away one of the means by which someone might harm themselves or theoretically others. So, if the words brilliant, huh, in a full sarcastic sense jumps to mind as a response to this idea, you are not alone, Lee Michaels.
No, and the whole thing with that, too, is there are already laws on the books. We were talking with Rob Doerr about this from the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus the other day, that with the hold orders, if you have somebody that you think is generally going to do harm to themselves or others, you can actually have them taken for an evaluation, hold them for 72 hours, which in the case... is you are addressing the issue, not an object.
Right. And by the way, they will also address the object. They will secure any... If you get the 72-hour hold and there's firearms involved, they will secure the firearms. But you have to meet a standard of... I mean, having tried to get 72-hour holds on people, don't ask.
It was on me, Mitch.
There is it.
Mitch is trying to bar me for...
Why do you think I still have this show after all these years? No, folks, somebody else altogether different. But there is a standard of evidence you have to meet. You can't just willy-nilly go and say, hey, grab this person, hold them for 72 hours just because. Doesn't happen, which is a much better standard than these, quote, extreme violence protective orders or extreme risk protection orders. So the other problem, and this affects you whether you're a hunter or not, let's just say you know someone who is an actual danger to others. As you're pointing out, if they're a danger to themselves, there is already a law, Minnesota statute, on the books that allows for someone to bring a standard of evidence to a court and say, yep, we need to hold this person for 72 hours. And if it's a legitimate reason, then the hold happens. If they're a danger to others... this is already the law. There's already a statute on the books in Minnesota. I've got the number wrong here. I know that for a fact. So I'm not going to list the statute number. But if they're a danger to others, yeah, there's a law for that already. And it allows the cops to preventively arrest people for legitimate cause if there's an actual threat to other people. Not just cart their guns away and leave them to go find another gun somewhere. Because the universal background check is not going to prevent that if they want to go to illegal means to harm other people. So it can affect you. And so if you're worried about protecting people from themselves, people from other people, these laws are less effective at preventing suicide or violent crime than existing statutes are. They do less than current laws at preventing actual crimes. And by the way, if you are a hunter, they will affect you no less than anybody else. You are only as safe as the least stable, least vindictive, least conniving person in your social circle. Your spouse has a beef with you. You're only as safe as their divorce lawyer allows you to be. Those are the problems. And so if you are a hunter, even if you never want to see more than 3 rounds in your magazine for the rest of your life, these laws affect you no less than a competition 3-gun shooter. They affect you no less than a 3%er, for crying out loud. They affect you no less than the people Lee and I were back before that tragic boating accident where thousands of dollars of firearms went plummeting into the deepest part of Mille Lacs. I swear, Lee, there was like, as I looked down on the water, I saw the sling for one of my
rifles.
You
almost had it.
Almost slipped out of my fingers. Tragedy.
Thought you were going to save that one.
I thought it was a close call. Anyway, it affects you no less than it would have affected us had we still owned any guns. So if you are a sportsman who perhaps is a little hinky about some of the, quote, extremes of the sport, that's fine. This is of no less effect to you, and it will be used against you no less than it's used against anyone else. And if I've convinced just one person, then this 15 minutes will have been worth it, Lee Michaels. We are live at the 49th annual 2019 Minnesota Sportsman Show, counting down towards number 50 coming up next. Anyway, today through 8, tomorrow 10 to 5, come on down. Four solid levels of outdoorsy fantasticness live at River Center in downtown St. Paul. Tons of parking over at the River Center parking ramp, or what the heck, have yourself grab yourself a parking spot up in the Midway, take the train downtown, walk on over. Yeah, only if you know downtown St. Paul. Don't do it otherwise. My services are available as a guide. Give that a shot. Anyway, go nowhere. I'll be right back.
What can you do in 48 minutes that can have a positive impact on your life? A walk in the park, reading a good book, or my favorite, listening to classical music? What about planning for your financial future? Hi, this is Dennis Prager. Call today for a 48-minute complimentary review of your investments with Josh Arnold Investment Consultant. If you're looking for a new investment guy, the one I recommend in the Twin Cities is Josh Arnold. Josh will review your financial information and provide straight talk, not sugar-coated advice. Take advantage of Josh's decades of experience and call today to schedule your 48-minute complimentary review. Call Josh Arnold, the investment guy, and tell Josh Dennis Prager sent you.
Call Josh at 952-925-5608 for a 48-minute complimentary investments and retirement plan review.
Investment advisory services through Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Markets fluctuate.
Does your church, school, or small business know what to do in the event of an emergency? Do you know how to handle threats to your building and property? Are you set up to stop cybersecurity threats and data breaches? Do you have an emergency action plan in place?
If you answer no to any of these questions, join us Thursday, January 31st at the Eisenhower Community Center in Hopkins for Prepare and Respond. This free event is geared towards pastors, church security team members, school administrators, and small businesses. Prepare and Respond hosts industry experts who will teach you how to put a scalable action plan in place to keep your congregation, faculty, students, colleagues, and businesses safe. Join us on Thursday, January 31st from 8 a.m. to noon at the Eisenhower Community Center in Hopkins. A complimentary breakfast will be served to the first 100 people to register. To learn more about this free event and register, go to am1280thepatriot.com.
Prepare and Respond is supported by Henningsen and Snoxel.
Hello, I'm Mark Stoneman, president of WNAV Audiovisual. WNAV Audiovisual provides equipment and technicians for events of all sizes, from a handful of people to large ballrooms and convention centers as well. We also provide installation services for churches, schools, and corporations. No matter how many people are at your event, WNAV has the technicians and expertise along with the equipment to make each event successful. Audiovisual services include equipment such as sound systems, microphones, projection systems with screens, laptops, draping, lighting, and all the related equipment, and also web streaming services, so your meeting can go beyond the four walls of your space. WNAV Audiovisual, where your meeting is our business. Please contact us at wnav-video.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, live at the Sportsman Show at River Center. We're going to be here for the rest of the day, which amounts to two more segments, but you still have 5.5 hours today and a solid 7 hours of show tomorrow. Get out here. It's four solid floors of outdoor sports and sometimes indoor sports goodness. With us to talk about, well, one of my favorite subjects is from Bill's Gun Shop. Amanda joins us. Amanda, welcome.
Hi, welcome. Thank you.
Great to have you here. What do you do at Bill's?
So I just do a lot of their marketing stuff. I'm out at all the shows promoting our memberships and our different events that we have to offer throughout the month.
Well, let's talk about events here. Now, we've been I've been a regular at Bill's for years and years and years. I mean, since long before the Munsons owned it. So let's talk about the events. Now, you've got a ladies' night going on right now. You're far and away the fastest growing segment among shooters these days. I'm explaining this to a marketing person, I know, but the audience doesn't always know this. And this is kind of an important thing because I think women look for different things in a range experience than some of us kind of crusty longtime shooter guys look for here. Well, tell us a little bit about Ladies Night out at Bill's.
So Ladies Night is a really great opportunity for it doesn't have to necessarily be like a new shooter. It's a great opportunity because there's a lady instructor from 5 to 7 to go through any questions that you might have and really just get you comfortable with the guns and, just anything that you might need, just be there to help. We have some discounts that you can take advantage of to really try out shooting on the range and just familiarize yourself with different guns.
Yeah, so what kind of like break do they get on the rates? I mean, ranges are not that expensive at Bill's, but every little bit helps.
Well, I know that the firearms are $5 to rent, and then I know that it's the eye and ear protection is complimentary, and then the free instruction.
Huh, $5 rentals.
Yeah.
That's enough to make me maybe perhaps identify as female for 2 hours anyway. That's fantastic. There are some fantastic, by the way, the rentals at Bill's are amazing, and not just for trying before you buy, although that's very useful. A friend of mine who I've been bringing out to Bill's is very close to closing the deal on a couple of handguns that she likes. Might have to drag her out for, by the way, can guys come out for ladies' night?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just limited to ladies, but we do have the female instructors just for the comfort level. Just, sometimes it can be intimidating, and we want to make it as comfortable as possible to allow women to be familiarized with the guns.
Oh, and if there's anything that sets guys, especially guys with women with them, to guy-splaining things, it's guns. It's guns and shooting. So having a female instructor out there is a great, great catch. Fantastic idea.
Absolutely.
So that's Wednesday nights. How's that been going? I mean,
it's been going really, really good. It's something that we're really excited about, and I've heard really great things about it. A lot of women are really excited to come in, and it gives them that comfort that they don't always get with guns.
Oh yeah, no. People who haven't shot before are phenomenally uncomfortable with it. It takes a little bit to get over that initial familiarity level, and of course then they realize, oh yeah, beginner's luck does actually, with no bad habits to unlearn, oh yeah, I'm a Navy SEAL at this here all of a sudden. It's amazing how women will outshoot the guys they're with their first time out at the range so many times.
Absolutely. We do offer a new shooter night as well. That's on Thursday nights, and that's for anybody that is interested in coming in and maybe hasn't shot before or just wants a little bit more direction as well.
Yeah. No, so speaking of new shooters, the ultimate new shooters, kids are out there. Of course, I got a granddaughter who's 7, so she should be on fully automatic by now. At least when I was growing up in North Dakota, she'd already be out on the fully automatic. Right? Again, she's a city kid, not quite the same. But you have an event for kids now.
We do. Tuesday during the day, we have Youth Day, and kids 10 and older can come on in and with their parent, and then they or with an adult, paying adult, and they get free range time to shoot as well.
Really?
Yes.
How are you finding that's going? I mean, yeah, what are the crowds like there?
I've heard that it's really good. Okay. I've had a couple people stop by the table this weekend and tell me that they've brought their children and they really, really enjoy it.
Really?
Yes.
10 and older. Okay, got a couple years to wait on that here, but I can count on that happening pretty soon here. Okay, so this is great. So, basically a lot of new people getting into shooting in recent years here. I've met, obviously, like we said before, women are the fastest growing constituency out there on the ranges. You're seeing, ever since certain tragic recent events, other groups coming out in droves. I mean, LGBT shooter groups, African American shooter groups coming out. Bills is been the go-to place for a lot of these groups. I mean, you're kind of catering to some of these people?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that the biggest thing for guns is, the knowledge is the most important piece to it. You
right.
know, familiarizing yourself with it takes away that fear, and it helps everybody get comfortable with it and understand it. And I think that that's really important. I think that gun safety is really important, and I think that the knowledge is the biggest piece of gun safety.
And
that's our big push in 2019.
That is, I was just going to get to that here. That is the big agenda item this time, 2019, gun safety. Important issue, obviously, and it's an issue where the good guys are winning. I mean, the rate of accidents has been dropping regarding to the population, but it's never low enough. So what's Bill's doing to promote gun safety?
Right now, if you stop out at our table here or you stop into any of the locations, we are giving away free trigger locks.
Okay.
We offer classes all of the time.
Okay.
We have all of the different events to help with, we've got instructors on site, just everything that we possibly can do to just help build the knowledge of the public.
And that is great. Of course, it's direly needed because, of course, you go out to the range sometimes and you do run into the occasional person who seems to have learned everything they know about shooting from the movies. And they need a little setting straight, so Bill's does serve a vital role in that. We also point out, now you have location. The Bill's used to be just the good old store out out in Robbinsdale, which is the only one I've ever gone to. But you guys have kind of spread out all over the place.
Yeah, we have five locations. We have one that's in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. We have
the old one, yep.
That's in Circle Pines, Minnesota.
I bet. I need to go to that one next.
We have one that is in Baxter, Minnesota.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We have one that is in Hudson, Wisconsin.
And contrary to popular belief, just because it's Wisconsin doesn't mean it has a bar in the store.
Yes.
Not a good thing to mix.
Yes. And then our final location is the one out in Fargo, North Dakota.
And I've been there. That's the other one I've been to. I stopped by and impulse bought a bunch of optics.
Oh, nice.
Because what else you do? That's what one does when you're in Fargo is you impulse buy gun parts. That's right. I've been to that one here. Circle Pines has got to be on the agenda here. It's not too far away here. But the good old Robbinsdale store is just close to everyone I know. So that's the one I tend to wind up at.
All the locations are amazing. You know, we have really great staff that are really knowledgeable. And
yes, you do.
You know, it's important to be comfortable. And, I mean, I think that our staff are amazing at helping people with their comfort and really making them knowledgeable and feel welcome.
You know, that's very important, very important. I don't think a lot of people outside shooting know how important that is. There's some gun ranges, traditional old school gun ranges, where you walk in, you can even be a shooter, and the staff is kind of like the kind of people you run into in an old school repair garage. You're kind of gruff and crusty, and not the most welcoming people in the world. And of course, they got their reasons, and of course, you learn the ropes, or you don't. You go away and you never come back. The folks at Bill's, I've noticed, are really good at sort of easing people into it. I went there with someone a few weeks ago who hadn't been shooting anything bigger than a BB gun since she was, well, shot BB guns and 22s when she was 12.
Yeah.
And hasn't been back since. And actually just needed some genuine advice on finding something to rent to try out for someone with tiny little hands. And someone was able to do that, which I've been shooting for. I can't do that. I've got hands like a gorilla. So it's like no use whatsoever. But the people at Bill's were not only good at that, but actually found a great match. And so that's something that I think your people need to get some props for, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that even me going into the gun range, they've been, you know, I'm still learning, and they've really helped me too. And it's nice to not feel intimidated, and it's nice to feel welcome. And I feel like that's the environment that you get at Bill's.
Yeah. Now, I need to go out to Bill's because, tragically, every firearm I own fell into Mille Lacs last summer in a freak boating accident.
Oh, no.
Strangest thing that's ever happened. Yeah, I don't know how that happened. But so I need to get in the market for some new firearms here at some point. Here. What do you shoot anyway? Are you a shooter? Or you come to marketing a gun store like as a non-shooter?
Well, the last gun I shot was a Glock 19.
Okay, all right. I won't ask any further questions. Excellent. Well, it's been great having you out here.
Thank you.
What's going on at that? Bill's has a booth, obviously, here at the Sportsman Show. What do you have going on out there?
Yeah, we have a table. We've got our gun of the month that's displayed. You can come check it out. You can register to a chance to win it at the on February 1st.
I'm so there.
And then we also have our new, we have our 20% off of the gunsmithing that you can come learn a little bit more about. And we've got some events coming up. We've got a bowling and steel shoot that we are introducing this month at the Twin Cities locations every Tuesday at various locations. And then we've got a couple other things going on, so stop on by and find out.
I will stop by. What's the giveaway anyway?
It is a Benelli Nova pump action shotgun.
Oh, hello. I am so there. Amanda from Bill's Gun Shops and Ranges. Five of them, no waiting, all over the metro area. Wherever you are, you're no more than a 20-minute drive away from a Bill's, unless you're like in Lakeville. Then it's like a half hour. Suck it up, people. You can drive a little bit to get to Bill's.
It's definitely worth it.
Definitely. Amanda, thanks for coming out
Thank
here.
You.
We'll see you around. Thank you very much. One more segment to go on the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Go nowhere. The fun is simultaneously 7/8 over and yet just beginning. Go nowhere.
Good night. Now it's time to go home. Then he makes it fast with one more thing. We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
American pressure. Spray it. Don't say.
Do you have a pressure washer in your shop? Have you been keeping up on the maintenance? Looking for scale buildup in the coil? Lubricating the unloader valve? Changing the pump oil? Things need to be done to keep your machine running at peak performance. Let American Pressure take the worry of pressure washer maintenance off your plate. Call us today to line up a preventative maintenance schedule. 763-521-4442.
The world of business and finance is constantly changing. How are you keeping up with all the information? Most likely, you're not. Checking websites, writing emails, making phone calls, checking more websites, and still not finding what you need to know. But it has to be out there somewhere. Well, it is. Business 1440 is your on-air guide through the fast-paced business landscape. What you want to know, when you want to know it. Up-to-the-minute business and financial news on Business 1440. Stream online at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
Have you ever applied for a home loan online, but actually ended up getting telemarketed to death by strange lenders from all over the country? Have you ever called the bank in hope of a good deal, but ended up being treated like a number? That's not how we operate. Hi, my name is Joe Metzler. I'm a senior loan officer with award-winning, locally-based Mortgages Unlimited. Here, I will do a full and proper review of your situation, then provide you with a smooth and stress-free process, and of course, get you an amazing interest rate that you can brag about. And don't worry, we will never sell your personal information to anyone. Reach out to me today to be treated like a person, not a number, at 651-552-3681 or online at imortgagejoe.com, imortgagejoe.com. That's imortgagejoe.com. Apply today. Have an answer tomorrow.
Mortgages Unlimited is an equal housing lender, not an offer to enter into an interest rate lock agreement. NMLS number 274132.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. It appears that the economy is slowing down and that markets are signaling even further weakening. I've been an economic optimist since the Trump election, especially when he made broad-based tax cuts a priority. But I did warn that the effects of the tax cuts would be short-term unless he continued to push in a pro-growth direction. But after the tax cuts, the president instead pivoted towards increasing taxes on international trade. Make no mistake, Tariffs are taxes, and as such, they choke off growth. And that's exactly what has been happening. Economic growth has gone from a sizzling summer of over 4% to an average fall at under 3.5%. And the winter looks like it might be cooling down to under 3%. If, in the president's language, we want to make America great again, and we really want to beat China, growth is the way to do it. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, live at the Sportsman Show here at River Center. Great to be here. Last segment going on here, of course. We're down here with Lee Michaels from AM 980 and the Consigliere back at the controls after a couple of years in management. Still the executive producer of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, Terminator N. Back at the studio doing the actual work. So glad to have everyone here. Glad to have you all tuned in.
Consigliere has more nicknames than I think anybody we know that we've had on the Northern Alliance.
Wait, back up. Someone else is giving him nicknames? What's up with that?
I collected a few in my time. Definitely the one.
Well, that's the one we use on this broadcast. All of the nicknames will have to go through a review panel here, of which I am it, and the meeting has not been scheduled. So, Consigliere, it is. So, anyway, by the way, don't forget, Brad Carlson is up from 1 to 3 tomorrow on AM 1280 The Patriot, doing the voodoo he always do. We're back on our regular shows for the first time in about 3 weeks. We've been filling in for each other, or I've just been out. On vacation, family, business, assignment, etc., around and about. So everything will be back to the way it's supposed to be starting tomorrow here on the Northern Alliance, and of course next weekend. By the way, great subject coming up next weekend on the Northern Alliance. Going to be talking about getting into some issues with violence and the current public school model, issue that's been near and dear to my heart for a long time here, stuff that people need to wake up about while they still can. We'll be talking about that next week as well. Also, don't forget... I just forgot it. Never mind. So, by the way, King Banyan, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, does the best radio show in America, ergo the world, on economics on our sister station AM 1440, The Businessman. Check it out every Saturday morning. It's fascinating stuff, and nobody does it better than King anywhere. Period. That's why he's been doing it for 8 years now, I think, as well. He's we got a lot of long lived shows here at Salem Twin Cities. It's kind of fun and very, very deeply unfamiliar to me. So one of the things that's popped up over this last year is something that was unthinkable a few years ago, some breaks in the Republican caucus on Second Amendment issues. Of course, Dario Anselmo broke with the Second Amendment majority in the GOP caucus last year. Dario Anselmo, a very moderate, very, very moderate Republican from Edina, who arguably, if you're a Republican in Edina, met the Buckley Law. For Edina purposes, it may have been the most conservative person that could have been elected in Edina. It's possible. Mm-hmm. But he broke in a big way in the last session with the Second Amendment supporters that have dominated the Republican Party thus far and cuddled up to Protect Minnesota and Moms Demand Action, and actually spoke at one of their rallies. And was pretty visibly angling for their endorsement and didn't get it and lost it to Democrats, I believe Sue Adelson, I believe is her name, and lost the race and is now retired from politics. So lesson is, cuddling up to the bad guys isn't going to get you spared, isn't going to get you any credit as far as the DFL machine goes. They're still going to destroy you. And I mention this because another Republican has been playing cuddle games with Moms Demand Action, Senator Jensen from the greater Maple Grove area. Back in 2016, you may recall, Lee, he got rating from the Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance, from the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, probably the Gokra as well. He had a whole raft of A endorsements. And he accepted those endorsements and the support of the caucus and, I believe, the PAC as well. And then in the 2018 session, when every town started pumping money into the state and started really making some noise and hiring full-time staff and starting to make the play for some of the emotion-driven soccer mom, for lack of a better term, community out in the burbs. You're surrounded by them where you live.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, you are. He turned around and stabbed the human rights supporters in the back. And he's wondering why it is that us shooters are so irate. By the way, I'm told he's from Carver County, which anything west of Lyndale might as well be South Dakota to me. But Senator Osmek advises me he's from Carver County. He's right, of course. It's west of Lyndale. It all kind of blends together for me. Anyway, Senator Jensen put up a Facebook post the other day saying, "It's time for a declaration. Almost 4 years ago, I decided to run for the privilege of representing my friends and neighbors at the Capitol. I did not run so people could bully me into not talking about certain topics. I did not run so people could tell me who I could have my picture taken with or who I could have dinner with. I ran to openly discuss the problems of the day and see if I could help. I represent almost 100,000 people, blah, blah, blah. And whether or not they voted for me, I want to represent all of them well." Okay, fair enough. By the way, he's referring to a picture he took with at the opening day of the session with a couple of the ELCA coiffed women from Moms Demand Action, cuddling up with them more or less on the opening day of the session, basically giving them a little bit of visual support. And that drew some flack from a lot of us Second Amendment supporters who had formerly endorsed him. His response to this response is, and I quote, "Mean-spirited pushiness has literally halted open discussion of important issues." Well, let's call that one right there. No, illiteracy on the part of the opposition has halted all discussion. That and the desire that they have apparently started running with to not debate, but rather simply bully, log roll, and browbeat people into ignorance and thus submission on the issue. I think that's a fair way to call it. Elected officials are afraid to speak candidly for fear of being targeted. Good. Good. No, speak candidly. Don't be afraid to speak candidly, but have no fear. You will be targeted for your beliefs have consequences, Senator Jensen. And out in Carver County, I have a suspicion that the Second Amendment supporting majority still holds some rather great sway. Senator Jensen concludes, "We can all benefit from a system of government that honors dialogue and avoids dysfunctional divisiveness." I'm sorry, Senator Jensen. Disagreement isn't necessarily dysfunctional. Disagreement, when you are wrong on the issue, when you are parroting untruths, when you are trafficking in lies put forward by a group that wouldn't know how to traffic in the truth, response is not dysfunction. Response is the function. The truth is supposed to be the goal. Senator Jensen, I hereby invite you on my broadcast, and we can have that functional, if potentially divisive, or at least split discussion. But I urge you to have that discussion you claim to wish to seek. Because, believe me, Senator Jensen, it's a discussion I'm more than willing to have. Come on, have your people call my people. If you're one of his people, get the word to the senator. He's welcome on the show. Next weekend at 2 o'clock. Let's do it. Northern Alliance Radio Network, live at the Sportsman Show. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you all. God bless America.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
If you've ever wanted to learn how to dance, now is your chance. My name is Paul Buertas. My wife Natalie and myself own and operate American Classic Ballroom in Victoria, Minnesota. Two left feet, no problem. Date night, we've got you covered. Wedding dance, we are the experts. Call us today at 952-934-0900 and get 10% off any package of private lessons. That is 952-934-0900 or find us on the web at acballroom.com. That's acballroom.com.
I'm Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
I'm Staff Sergeant Alex.
I'm Staff Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I'm proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as Reserve Citizen Airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend and protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders Roofing. It is so exciting to think that the Lord loves us in such a way that He sent His Son to provide the way for us to be directed perfectly, gently, and effectively. C.S. Lewis bluntly stated this fact: aim at heaven, and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth, and you will get neither. None of us can serve two masters. We try, but we cannot do it. As the hymn says, keep your eyes upon Jesus, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim. I pray that we can be used by each other to exhort and edify the church and grow the real kingdom.
This is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. We strive to have our standard be God's standard. One of the ways we do that is we regularly look to God's Word to examine our hearts and our motives, because we try to glorify the Lord Jesus in everything we do.
We strive to take these standards on your roof, on your gutter job, whatever it might be. Give us a call at 612-900-9166 or look us up at thekingdombuilders.net.
AM 1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298 CO.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.